very well, I thought.
Yeah, in the first half, I didn't think we had as much of the ball as what we'd like. And all credit to Stirling. They came with a game plan. You could see them trying to play into the wide areas, and they got some decent deliveries in that into the box. But to a man, I thought we handled that side of things very well. And that's a side of this squad that's very much impressed me through the whole pre-season, you know, and going forward into the start of the league campaign, that they're very well organised off the ball. You know, their concentration levels, they know exactly what we want to do. And when we do get our way, you can see with the quality of the second goal, what we're trying to achieve. And it was a perfect goal for us, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, to come to a very, very difficult venue, a team that finished above us last season, to come here and score three quality goals in the way that they did, and particularly look very, very dangerous in most attacks in the second half. And I've got to give their goalkeeper a lot of credit. I thought he was outstanding in the second half. You know, a few good saves, and certainly kept the score line down. Again, very, very positive in terms of our own display and keeping a clean sheet. Terrific with Blair Curry once again, right there in high level of concentrations, where he's been, you know, nothing really to do in the second half, but he pops up with a fantastic save, you know, in the 85th, 86th minute. So, very, very pleasing. And where are they getting their success? They're working hard for one another. There's no hidden secret within that.
Sheer graft.
Yeah, you can see it. You know, their hunger and their desire out of possession to get the ball back, because I felt last year at times we were a horrible team without the ball. And it's now trying to get the balance. Last year I thought we were very good with it, but we now need to get the balance and be very good without the ball also. And as I say there, it's something that myself and the coaching staff have worked hard on in pre-season, and, you know, we seem to be getting the benefits of that now. And hopefully, with the results that we've had in the opening couple of games of the seasons, it just fuels the players with that more belief, you know, that it's working for us.
Yeah, I was going to say five goals scored, two, none conceded, top of the table, early doors. Yeah, but it's a good place to be.
Yeah, everybody at this start of the season, everybody's, you know, fresh. They're looking for that little bit of momentum. They're looking to progress to where they finished last season. And we're no different for every other club out there. But the key thing there is every club can't start well. Neither can. And I've always constantly say at this stage of the season it's a marathon. So it is. And that's another one off of us. So we've started the race very, very well. We've got to make sure that we have the endurance to stay in that. And as I said there, we're very, very pleased, and a good night's work, good afternoon's work. I thought the fans once again were absolutely fantastic, right through for the first half, right through to the game there. And I know it's easy for managers to say, but, you know, it does carry the boys through. It does give them that little bit extra. I mean, it gives me a lift on the touchline to know that they're with us constantly in every minute of the game.
Good.
Thanks, Danny.
Okay, gents.
Enjoy. I'm brew a cup ahead on Tuesday. Are you planning to rotate the squad a bit for that, or do you want to keep the momentum up?
As you say, there's another cup game coming up on Tuesday there, and it's an opportunity, and that's why we have, you know, the depth of the squad that we have. I certainly believe that we've enhanced the squad in terms that at any given time we'll always have a strong 11 out there. So I have no problems whatsoever. And now that we've got this one away, we'll turn our attentions now to Tuesday evening. And as I say there, it's one game at a time, and we're looking to now progress to the next round of the cup. But a very, very hungry Hamilton Colts team will have something to do to say about that. And we've got to make sure that we put in the same level of performances that we have in the opening few games of the season.
Danny, well done.